there are a couple of reasons you might need a defense attorney. You have been wrongly accused of a crime and need someone to convince a judge that you did not do it. Or you have been accurately accused of a crime and need someone to convince a judge you are actually innocent. Or sometimes, just sometimes, you stand accused of a crime and you need someone to convince the judge that while you did the things they say you did, it wasn't all that bad in the circumstances. This is a story about one of those times.
Wizard Arenthir Gald and the adventuring party known as the Heroes of Stone Tree Broadcasting. You stand accused of gross destruction of property, irresponsible use of magic, and illegally parking your magic carpet in a loading and unloading area. How do you plead?
Your Honor, while my clients may have committed some of those crimes, I intend to show today in court that there were extenuating circumstances behind their actions, heinous as they may sound out of context.
And you believe that you can provide this context? Proceed.
Thank you. Now, Wizard Gald, I believe you can provide an adequate backstory for the beginning of this tale of woe.
Sure. So, around a year ago, it was brought to my attention that a program on my Speaking Stone network may have inadvertently provided a man seeking to permanently elude death with the idea to become a lich, even though I told him not to do that, repeatedly. Tasked with stopping his ascent to lichdom, I decided to consult an ethical necromancer and hire a group of heroes to undertake the quest of preventing the lich ritual.
And what, pray tell, did the necromancer tell you?
He said that, in theory, a necromancer could harvest the death energy needed for the ritual from sites where a large number of adventurers had met their ends. So I sent my hired group around all the adventuring hotspots to perform a cleansing ritual, clearing the death energy and foiling the plan. But when they cleared all the dungeons without seeing Gorobeld the necromancer, I became concerned that he may have had something else in mind. Then, about a week ago, I worked out what his plan was and went to get the party so they could stop it.
And how did that go?
It was something like this.
I say, Arenthir, can you explain why it is so urgent for us to get back right now?
I finally worked out what Gorobeld plans to do to fuel his lich ritual.
I thought we stopped that already. By clearing the death stuff from those places. Was that a waste of time?
Hey, we risked our lives in those hell holes.
No, you would have had to do all that anyway. But I didn't realize there was a potent source of death energy nearby at home.
There is?
A place where lots of powerful adventurers have died. A place where clerics of Stormvor couldn't clear the death energy because they aren't allowed in.
Ah!
What? Where's that?
The Late Rose Retired Adventurers Community. For 1,000 years, they've kept out clerics of Stormvor. And for 1,000 years, the very best of the best, the adventurers that adventuring couldn't kill, have died in their beds there. It must be swarming with powerful death energy.
Stormvor, preserve us.
So what?
So Gorobeld can conduct his ritual there and become a lich, draining the death energy of the Late Rose first to start the process, and then draining the life from the entire city of Stone Tree to complete it.
So let's go stop him.
That's the plan. And you're about to have your chance. There's the Late Rose, dead ahead.
Ha-ha! To glory! To victory!
Okay, you guys go ahead and stop Gorobeld. I can hear him. He's somewhere inside the walls of the Late Rose, but outdoors. I'm going to go evacuate the residents out the back. I'll rejoin you when everyone is safe.
Of course! See you soon, my friend!
Ha-ha! So, you left the group to battle the necromancer.
I'm not a combat wizard. And anyway, I had a good reason.
As you were not there for the next part, perhaps someone who was would like to continue the story.
I'll do it. I've got more experience answering questions in court anyway.
Very well. What did you do next?
Panicked.
And after that?
Well, obviously. We needed to find Gorobeld and make a plan.
Wait, how?
How do we defeat Gorbeld?
We shall find a way with courage and strength of arms.
And violence.
Right. Except none of that worked last time we fought a necromancer. Remember?
Oh.
Right.
Well, perhaps we should think about it, and perhaps we could do that somewhere dry?
Yeah, like the Birdfeeder Tavern. Let's go!
No. Like the gatehouse here.
Well, we don't need to worry about finding Gorbeld.
Why not?
Because he's right there in the courtyard.
What? Hide!
No, it's all right. He hasn't noticed us. I think he's pretty involved with what he's doing.
What is he doing?
The ritual. Gorbeld has begun the ritual to ascend to Lichdom. We're too late.
Surely not. We just need to go and stop him.
Yeah.
It is pretty hard to continue a ritual with a dagger between your shoulder blades.
No, you don't understand. Right now, as a part of his transformation, a huge amount of death energy is funneling into Gorbeld, who has already died, meaning the energy will restore him faster than we could damage him. He is essentially invincible during this stage of the ritual. Oh, and he can blast us with death power at any time.
So what we need is a plan.
Sure, a plan, but not from you.
Rage isn't going to be enough here, right? It's time I use my head. That's what Finola told me.
Yes, perhaps we should make a plan together this time.
Capital idea. Now, what have we got to work with?
So you all work together to devise a plan against the necromancer.
Indeed we did. It was my part to play the noble distraction with my magical sword and shimmering shield, which reflects and amplifies all light. How about you, fiend?
Ha-ha! Pathetic little knight, thanks to challenging me. I am immortal. Take this.
Nice try, but I'm afraid my shield is too strong for your spells. Look at it. Look right at it, you fiend. Ha-ha!
I shall feast on your soul.
Then, it was time for the sneaky bit. While Owain was baiting and blinding the jerk, I crept up to him and slipped a little ring onto his finger. Luckily, he kept putting his hand right out for it.
Take this, you fool.
Still risky. Ha-ha!
And why did you do that?
It was a little something we picked up in the Frost Caverns. A mood ring of elemental resistance. Gives you an elemental immunity and vulnerability based on your body temperature.
But Gorbeld would have been cold and dead at that point.
Exactly! Leaving the ring black. Immunity to necromantic energy. And as for the vulnerability... Theobor! Gilroy! It's on! Go now!
Then it was my turn. Before the battle started, I put on my Girdle of Enhancement and my Horned Helmet. Then, I drank a potion. See, the Girdle of Digestive Enhancement amplifies the effect of anything that I eat or drink. So I took the potion of static that Gilroy got from Saya.
And then what did you do?
I did exactly what Finola told me to do when rage wasn't enough. I used my head to hit Gorbeld with two big, electrically charged metal horns on my helmet in a full force flying headbutt.
And while Theobor was doing that, I invoked the lightning of Stormvor to strike down Gorbeld.
And I used my shield to amplify the light of the lightning into another attack at the fiend.
Stormvor! Pray grant me your power to cure this unfortunate soul of the curse of undead!
The blast knocked us all unconscious. When we came to, there was nothing left of Gorbeld, the necromancer who styled himself as Baron Tibia, except for a pair of smoking boots.
There was also very little of the late Rose retired adventurer's community left.
Wow, you guys really did it. I'm not sure you guys can fight a necromancer without destroying everything around you. But you certainly stopped Baron Tibia, at least.
Yes, we surely did, didn't we?
We're heroes! We saved the kingdom!
We have all served Stormvor's mission admirably.
And we're all going to live to get paid!
Stone Tree City Guard, I need you all to come with me. You're under arrest.
What?
But...
Not again!
On what charges?
Why do you think? You blew up the Late Rose retirement community with magical lightning, gross destruction of property, and irresponsible use of magic. Come on.
So you see, Your Honor, yes, while my clients did destroy the Late Rose and were irresponsible with magic, they really had no choice. After all, is it better to have one building destroyed or the lives of all the citizens of Stonetree wiped out by a necromancer? And due to the actions of Wizard Gald, the destroyed building in question had been completely evacuated before it exploded.
Very well. Well, the court does find the Heroes of Stonetree Broadcasting guilty of gross destruction of property and irresponsible use of magic. The sentence shall be commuted to community service instead of imprisonment. In addition, the court finds Wizard Gald guilty of illegal harking of a flying carpet and levies a fine of 50 gold.
What?
Not so fast, Your Honor. Wizard Gald stands accused of parking his flying carpet in a loading and unloading only zone. Aren't there? Did you do that?
Maybe? It was hard to tell once the building was destroyed. I left it somewhere when I finished evacuating the residents.
So the loading and unloading zone was attached to the destroyed building?
Yes?
Your Honor, I would argue that a destroyed building does not have a loading or an unloading zone, since there would be nothing to load and nowhere to unload it to. Also, any signage was obviously destroyed during the blast.
Ugh, fine. Also community service.
Community service! A small penalty to pay for crimes they admit they did in court. And for these heroic types, community service is basically what they do all the time anyway. So they basically got off scot-free. All part of a day's work for Faustian D'Azerol, Warlock at Law.
Don't you think you're forgetting some of the credit?
And of course, excellent work from the Heroes of Stonetree Broadcasting, whose valiant efforts kept Kingdom of Stonetree safe for another day.
Better. You're listening to Kingdom of Stonetree Broadcasting.